Welcome and Shabbat blessing to all the dear ones that are in the room and those that are listening on the phone and on the radio, and also on a later date. We want to welcome each and every one of you on this blessed Sabbath, May 16, 2015. Can everyone see the presentation in the room, dear ones? Praise the Lord. We are going to discuss lesson 127. We will begin a new chapter today, the chapter 27, entitled, Thou Canst Make Me Clean. Before we begin our lesson today, we will begin with an open song, and it's a hymn, and the title of the hymn is Safely Through Another Week. And Sister Lynn and I are going to sing it for you. This is number 384 in the Psalms book. Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now our blessing see, waiting in His court today. There of all the wheat the best, emblems of eternal rest. They of all the wheat the best, emblems of eternal rest. While we seek supplies of grace through the dear Redeemer's name, show thy reconciling face, take away the sin and shame. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day in thee. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day in thee. When the morn shall bid us rise, may we feel thy presence near. May thy glory meet our eyes while we in thy house appear. Here afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting feast. Here afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting feast. May the gospel's joyful sound conquer sinners, comfort saints. Make the fruits of grace abound, bring relief to all complaints. Thus may all our Sabbaths be, till we rise to reign with thee. Thus may all our Sabbaths be, till we rise to reign with thee.
Amen. Hallelujah. Sabbath blessing to all the dear family that are joining us at this moment. If any one of the mommies, daddies, and little ones would like to have opening prayer, babala.
If we may all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts as far as we can. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your blessed name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us safely through another week. Thank you for being our guide, our strength. Thank you for forgiving us, dear Father God, and not forsaking us. Thank you for all the lessons learned this week, whether it be good or bad. Dear Father, we know everything is according to your perfect will for our growth in you. So thank you for all that we had to endure. Lord, I pray that you open up our hearts this morning, dear Father, so that and take away anything from us that is not of you, and give us your Holy Spirit, dear Father, so we could have spiritual discernment. Spiritual things are spiritually discerned, and I pray that you send your Holy Spirit to be among us, dear Father. Let the words of truth be planted into the good heart soil, that they may grow, and so that we can do things according to your will and your will alone, dear Father, I pray. Thank you for all that you have done in our lives and all that you will continue to do. In no other name than Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
The opening scripture
to our study today is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 5, verse 12, on the King James Version, and it reads, "And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face, and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." This week, boys and girls, we begin a new chapter in our lesson entitled, "Thou Canst Make Me Clean," of our study book, Desire Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble out.
Leviticus chapter 14, verse 3. "And the priest shall go forth out of the camp, and the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper." And continuing Leviticus chapter 14, verse 4. "Then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds alive, and clean the cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop."
Leviticus 13:45. "And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent and his head bare, and he shall put up a covering upon his upper lip and shall cry, unclean, unclean."
So I bless them, everyone. Continuing, Mark 1:40 on the King James Version. "And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou make me clean." Mark 14:41. "And Jesus moved with compassion, brought forth his hand, and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean." And Matthew 8:1. "When he was come down from the mountain, great multitude followed him." Matthew 8:3. "And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him and said, I will, and thou be clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed." Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Today, dear ones, we will be covering pages 262 to 263. Welcome to all the dear loved ones that are coming in the room. We are still reading from Desire of Ages. We are in page 262. If any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 262. "Of all diseases known in the East, of leprosy was most dreaded. The incurable and contagious character and its horrible effect upon its victim. Filled with bravest with fear, among the Jews it was regarded as a judgment on account of sin, and hence was called the stroke, the finger of God, deep-rooted, inheritable, deadly. It was looked upon as a symbol of sin."
And continuing the reading, Desire of Ages, page 262. "By the ritual law, the leper was pronounced unclean, like one already dead. He was shut out from the habitations of men. Whatever he touched was unclean. The air was polluted by his breath. One who was suspected of having the disease must present himself to the priests, who were to examine and decide his case. If pronounced a leper, he was isolated from his family, cut off from the congregation of Israel, and was doomed to associate with those only who were similarly afflicted. The law was inflexible in its requirements. Every king and rulers were not exempt. A monarch who was attacked by this terrible disease must yield up the scepter and flee from society." Desire of Ages, page 262, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. Of all diseases known in the East, which one was the most dreaded, and how was the leper treated? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
That's it. That person is incurable and contagious characters, and its horrible effect upon its victim filled the bravest with fear. I like God already then. He was shut out from the habitats of man, and he isolated from his family, cut off from the congregation of Israel.
Amen. So let's learn a scripture song together, dear ones, in Malachi that tells us who is the only one that can sanctify a leper, as well as who is the only one that can remove us from our sins. No matter how dreadful the sin is, we have a fuller soap that can be able to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise the Lord. So let us continue, dear ones. What a blessed hope that when man cannot help us in giving us the cleansing, not only of body, but also of spirit, that we have our Savior Jesus Christ to do so. According to his condition, if we repent.
Sabbath blessings. We are continuing from Desirable Ages, pages 262 above. And to read this. Away from his friends and his kindred, the leper must bear the curse of his malady. He was obliged to publish his own calamity, to render his garments, and sound the alarm, warning all to flee from his contaminating presence. The cry, unclean, unclean, coming in a mournful tone from the lonely exile was a signal heard with fear and abhorrence. Savages, page 262, paragraph 2.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, how was the leper obliged to publish his own calamity, and what did he do to his garments? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up, little ones.
As is by rending his garments and sound the alarm warning, all the flee from the contamination presents the cry of unclean, unclean.
Page 262. In the region of Christ Ministry, there were many of these sufferers, and the news of his work reached them, kindling a gleam of hope. But since the days of Elisha the prophet, such a thing had never been known as the cleansing of one upon whom this disease had fastened. They dared not expect Jesus to do for them what he had never done for any man. There was one, however, of whose heart faith began to spring up. Yet the man knew not how to reach Jesus. Debarred as he was from contact with his fellow men, how could he present himself to the healer? And he questioned if Christ would heal him. Would he speak to know this one believed to be suffering under the judgment of God? Would he not, like the Pharisees, and even the physicians, pronounce a curse upon him and warn him to flee from the haunts of men? He thought of all that had been told other than Jesus, and he told him of Jesus. Not one who had sought his help had been turned away. The wretched man determined to find the Savior. Though shut out from the cities, it might be that he could cross his path in some byway along the mountain roads, or find him as he was teaching outside the towns. The difficulties were great, but this was his only hope.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. While the leper resolved how to present himself to his healer, what question did he ask himself? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one, bubble up.
That is, when he stood up to notice one believed to be suffering under the judgment of God, would he not, like the Pharisees and even the physicians, pronounce a curse upon him and warn him to flee from the haunts of men?
Is out of ages, page 263 above, it says, the leper is guided to the Savior. Jesus is teaching beside the lake, and the people are gathered about him, standing after
afar off.
The leper catches a few words from the Savior's lips.
The average, page 263. Faith strengthens in his heart. He draws near and yet nearer to the gathering throne. The throne. The restriction laid upon him, the safety of the people, and the fear with which all men regard him are forgotten. He thinks only of the blessings, hope of healing. Desire of Age, page 263, paragraph 1.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What strengthens the faith in his heart, and what was forgotten about his restrictions laid upon him? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is, he seen the lame, the blind, the paralytic, and those dying of virus suddenly rise up in their health, praising God for their deliverance and the safety of the people and the fear with which one man regard him.
Amen. So let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Hebrew. And that is located in Hebrew chapter 11, verse 6 from the King James Version. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us continue in our study. We are still in Desire of Ages,
Deserve Ages, page 263. He is a loathsome spectacle. The disease has made frightful inroads, and his decaying body is horrible to look upon. At a sight of him, the people fall back in terror. The crowd upon one another in their eagerness to escape from contact with him. Some try to prevent him from approaching Jesus, but in vain. He neither sees nor hears them. Their expression of loathing are lost upon him. He sees only the Son of God. He hears only the voice that speaks life to the dying. Pressing to Jesus, he casts himself at his feet with the cry, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy was cleansed. Matthew 8, verse 3, Desire of Ages, page 263, paragraph 3.
Desire of Ages, page 263. Immediately a change passed over the leper, and his flesh came healthy, and the nerves sensitive, the muscle firm, the rough, clearly surface peculiar to leprosy disappeared, and a soft glow like that upon the skin of a healthy child took its place. Desire of Ages, 263, paragraph 4. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, what did Jesus say to the leper, and what happened immediately after his divine touch? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And a change passed over the leper. His flesh became healthy and the nerves sensitive, the muscles firm, the rough, scaly surface peculiar to leprosy disappeared, and soft glow like that upon the skin of the healthy child.
Amen. So let us learn our last scripture song, dear ones, and this one is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 17, and the verse is 27 from the King James Version. Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. And at this very time, we're going to ask all the little precious little ones to come closer for a story time. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels.
Well, good morning, boys and girls. And thou shalt write them. That is the principles and or the meaning of the Ten Commandments upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates, Deuteronomy 6:9. That means our work must be done honestly and well. From the earliest times, the faithful in Israel had given much attention to the matter of education. They had home schools back then. The Lord had directed that the children, even from their babyhood, should be taught of his goodness and his greatness, especially as revealed in his law and shown in the history of Israel. Through song and prayer and lessons from the scriptures adapted to the opening mind, That means the stories that were told were made simple so children could understand them. The fathers and mothers were to instruct their children that the law of God is an expression of His character, and that as they receive the principles or the meaning of the law into their heart, the image of God was traced on mind and soul. It was essential or necessary for Moses to embody the commandments in sacred song. That means Moses made scripture songs out of the Ten Commandments for the children of Israel to memorize and sing, so that as they marched in the wilderness, the children could learn to sing the law verse by verse. How essential or necessary it is at this time to teach our children God's Word. How many of you have been taught the Ten Commandments? Well, there's a task for you. True happiness in this life and in the future life, that means our life in heaven and on the new earth, depends upon obedience to a Thus Saith the Lord. That means obeying God's Word or His Ten Commandments. Let Christ's life be the pattern. A pattern is what mamas used to make our clothes. We had a paper that looked just like our clothes, and mother used them to cut out the cloth to make our clothes. Satan will devise or invent every possible means to break down this high standard of piety or Christianity, that is doing what Jesus would do, as one altogether too strict. The devil says, God's law is too strict. God says, no, it's not. It is mama's and daddy's work to impress upon the children, that is, to make the children to understand in their early years the thought that they are formed in the image of God. Christ came to this world to give them a living example of what they must be. They must all be. And parents who claim to believe the truth for this time are to teach their children to love God and to obey His law. How can you obey it if you haven't memorized it, know what it is? This is the greatest and most important work that fathers and mothers can do. The great reformative movement must begin in the home. A reformative movement means we need to make some changes in our homes. One good change might be to stop watching TV. Obedience to God's law is a great incentive or encouragement to industry, economy, truthfulness, and just dealing between man and man. God's law encourages people to work, to save, and to be faithful and treat others like they'd like to be treated. A noble all-around manhood does not come by chance. It is the result of the molding process of character building in the early years of youth and the practice of the law of God in the home. If you want to be a good person when you grow up, you must practice being a good boy and girl now. That's Sons and Daughters, page 43. And thou shalt write them, the Ten Commandments, upon the posts and the gates of your house. Oops, I didn't read that correctly. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates, Deuteronomy 6:9. That means our work must be done honestly and well. Children, do you remember what I told you last week? When mama asks you to do something, you will answer, I'll be most happy to, mama. Well, when we obey God's Ten Commandments, we are saying, I'll be most happy to, Lord. Thank you for listening.
Praise the Lord. So remember, little ones, if you love God and you love mom, you will obey their words. We have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. Next week, we will continue with part two in our study entitled, Dough Camp Makes Me Clean, of our lesson book, The Sign of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommy and daddy, would like to have closing prayer, voila.
Our Father, I thank you for the spirit to have this blessed day. I thank you for the spirit to wake us up this night. I thank you for letting the spirit to and we can learn from the scripture study and continue still with a day closer to you. Will protect us wherever we go, forgive the sins and iniquities that we've done in the past that may be forgiven from them. And also, let us be able to never be afraid to ask you what we wish is for, and also to heal us from all the sicknesses that may pollute through our bodies. And also, give us safe child mercies and use the places that we may need to go, that we may be able to preach the gospel, that many people will understand and know that you are God. And I pray we can help the sinful world change from its evil ways and really have a chance to repent before it's too late for them to repent. Keep our faith shielded and let us avoid all temptations the devil uses against us.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, dear ones, next Sabbath, we'll continue with part two of our study, and that will be held on May 23rd, 2015. We hope and pray that all of you were blessed by today's study, and may you continue the dialogue in your home while doing the activities. Just remember, dear ones, no matter how bad the sins that we have committed, if we with a sincere heart comes to Christ, the Lord will save us by us repenting and trusting in Him, meeting all that is in our surrounding. Just focus and keep your eyes single upon Jesus, and He will do the same miracle that He has done 2,000 years ago. And He can also make us clean. God bless everyone.